Our final report this week, our final school report this week comes from Prairie Creek Charter School in Northfield, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Theo from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. We have our first phenology reports of the school year. First, we'll look at plants and trees. The maples are starting to turn, and they're about 25 to 50% color. Just in the past 2 days, the ash has started to change color too. There are a lot of esters blooming. The soy fields are mostly golden. The white pines have yellow needles. They're starting to drop. Madeline and I both saw juncos this week. First one was seen on September 15th. Alia and the other Theo saw hummingbirds. Many people saw large groups of vultures soaring and geese flying in a V. Sky saw a rusty-capped nuthatch. Ben saw two great blue herons fishing at the edge of a dam. Theo also saw a hawk on his street, and we've been hearing a ton of blue jays, both doing alert calls and pump handle song. Dragonflies are still flying around. Alia saw a big honeybee. There are a ton of squirrels gathering nuts in my yard too. Madeline and her dad had to deal with a big wasp nest, and we had a black paper wasp nest in the wall of our outdoor area. Zephyrin saw a dead raccoon on the road. Oh no. Finally, we had our first frost on September 18th. We are all learning outside in tents right now, so we definitely noticed it. This has been Prairie Creek, one step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Theo. Learning outside in tents, how nice. And as far as the raccoons go, I too have been making notes. There have been a number of raccoons. In fact, I saw two yesterday, very close together, very obviously juveniles, quite small. Skunks, same thing. This is the time of year when the skunks and the raccoons get sent out by their mothers to launch a new life on their own, and a lot of them end up being roadkill, which is a little unfortunate, but it's probably one of the things that just happens. The raccoons and the skunks are managing to keep their population levels fairly constant in spite of our best efforts to smash all of those that end up on the roads. So watch out for the raccoons and the skunks, especially if you're driving around after dark.